2 + 2.
4. 8.
4 + 4.
8.
8 + 8.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maggie Kong,
Maya Horning,
and
Natalie Herga.
Whoa, drop the beat.
Today we'll be talking about funny personal experiences we've had in our lifetime. So Maya will start us off with the funny story of how Faber just forgot about, you know, stuff.
Okay, so we were driving to cross country in our music teacher, Mr. V's car. And Faber was a little too excited, let's just say that. We were driving and we parked. We were all getting out of the car. And Faber just slammed open the door with so much excitement to be there, to be ready to run. And then the car beside us really took a beating. She slammed the door into the other car. And there was such a loud bang. And we all looked over, except for Mr. B. He was just head in the clouds. He was not paying attention. But all the kids looked over, and there was a huge dent in the car beside us. Faber, what do you have to say about this?
I mean, I'm pretty happy that I dented the car, because, like, the car was, like, I don't know. It just, like, looked like it was already, like, bad and, like, in bad condition. So then, like, I think I, like, made the driver or the owner of that car, like, aware of, like, how bad their car already looks. So, it just, yeah, I feel like I did him a favor.
Do you feel guilty?
Favor. No, I don't really feel that guilty because, like I said, I made him aware of how disgusting his car was already.
And then after his car drove away and he didn't even notice, but I'm sure when he got home he noticed.
Lee, after that incident with the Faber just getting too eager to smash someone's car door, me and I were walking on the sidewalk near our school. And this one car is just making really weird noises, like rupturing sounds. It was a pretty old car, I'd say like early 2000s. It was green, like what green car ever looks good in my opinion. Like, you know, like that mucus green, or like it's kind of like a dark green, I don't know. Anyways, so I was driving and pieces were falling out and this dude was going so slow, I didn't think he was gonna make it. It looked like his tires were popped. He honestly was having a bad car day.
The Toyota brand has more AWD and 4WD vehicles than any other brand currently on the market because Toyota believes in the freedom to choose. Browse your inventory here on our website, www.thedailyoverdose.com, to get 20% off your first purchase.
With a tire, they don't give sales off their cars, just FYI, because we're too cheap to get those sponsors.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we'll be talking about funny after-school encounters that we've had or stories. And Maggie will start us off with how Faber almost choked on an airhead. So Maggie, you want to start us off with that?
It was a sunny day, you know? We went to the plaza with a couple of friends. You know, we had to ballpark, buy some candy. And Faber decided to buy an airhead.
A green
airhead.
Watermelon.
Watermelon airhead. We were walking to Timmy's to buy our drinks, but yet she chokes. And look, there's a guy on the street was being helpful to help Faber because she's gonna choke and die. And we know we care about her.
No, they don't. They don't care.
And he was like, is she okay? And we were like, no, she's fine. And then she was like,
vigorously like this.
Yeah. And I was just like, it's more pain. And then I was like,
yeah, I'm fine.
I'm like, the guy really wanted to help me, but I didn't want him to touch me. And then after,
predator.
I took out the airhead so that I can like breathe. And then after I was all fine, I put the airhead back in my mouth. And it just tasted so much better. Then we went to Tim Hortons.
No, first we went to McDonald's.
Yeah,
and another thing we got some water.
You know, Faber was like, you know,
she needed to just clear her throat from the mucus of the air.
No mucus, just clear my throat. Because
so, Natalie and Faber went to go get some water.
Me and Ice Steve, water, specifically.
We were waiting patiently by the door. Yeah. They were taking a while, but we were like, oh, it's fine. So, all of a sudden, boom, you know,
Faber's I tried to put a straw in it. And I didn't put the lid on because I'm that person. And then I put my straw and then it just splashed everywhere. And instead of them helping me, Maya and Maggie were taking videos. Natalie was laughing at me, but she was also helping me. And I was just splashed with water everywhere.
But
and it wasn't a fun experience.
She actually tipped it over by trying to put the lid on it. Not putting a straw in it.
Oh.
So her karma was like not...
Oh, and then after, we went to Tim Hortons and I got a raspberry lemonade. And I had the biggest brain freeze ever.
Cute.
Need to stop trying to be like Cardi B.
That was such a Cardi B thing.
Ow.
It's still recording.
Slow and easy?
Yeah, okay.
I got this. I can't really see it. Oh, we're right here. Okay.
Yeah, let me help you. Oh. Hold on.
So Maggie, you're gonna be talking about when she was dying of laughter. Oh wait, let me just get that video for you guys.
Oh, because Natalie asked the dumbest question on the planet.
Okay, what was that question, Maggie?
I don't want to repeat myself.
Yeah, it wasn't a dumb question because you could. There's no dumb questions, Maggie. Yeah. Listen to teachers. Their philosophies. No, there's no dumb question.
It's a really dumb question. I don't know why she even asked that, but like,
I should ask
again. I feel like I'm gonna laugh. So like, let's not ask.
So Maggie,
no,
what?
Hey, it's cute.
Wait. I gotta turn this up.
Hey, Joe.
Laughing.
Yeah. What is she doing?
What's wrong with Maggie?
What was that? Like, Maggie, hurry up. So, yeah, why do you hate Joe?
Restaurant where like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West would eat, you know what I mean? Yeah, this.
And then we're driving back home, you know? And I want to take a lovely picture with everyone in my car, but Natalie, no, was being a little salty and say, I'm too pretty to be on her Snapchat.
Okay, I was just joking.
I have that video, by the way, Natalie.
Yeah, you can't, there's no videos on podcasts, so.
Yeah, but I could always put on audio, so.
Yeah, what are they gonna say?
I don't know. There's also another video.
I'm just joking.
There's also another video that.
Camera's too good for me.
What? What?
Here's all of you.
Plot twist. Especially
my hurts. So now's the time you can talk stuff about Maya and Faber, and they won't know.
They won't know.
They won't know the funny story. So,
they're at a badminton tournament right now.
The way you said badminton was so like badminton. Yeah, we're just gonna talk funny things about them, like not bad things, but like sometimes they get super embarrassed. So now we can just do.
Oh my, Maya always gets embarrassed of Faber because Faber's like, are you embarrassed of me yet?
Oh, have you seen that like Sebastian Maniscalco guy? And he's like, it's a comedy. He's like, aren't you embarrassed? And he's like Italian, and it's this thing. He's like, you walk into the wrong bathroom. It's like, aren't you embarrassed?
I actually been in the boys' bathroom. And their stalls are gray.
Oh, I think I went in the boys' bathroom once back, and I was scarred because I saw the urinal for the first time. I don't even think I said that right.
Wait, they have those?
Yeah.
I thought it was stalls.
No, they just pee in urinals, Maggie.
I know that, but like they're only grade 8, and like I didn't go in, but I went in.
Not in this school. Like I went somewhere, and they have
urinals. Oh, I thought you meant our school.
Our school doesn't have that.
And I've seen memes. It's like when a random stranger is peeing next to you at the urinal and starts a conversation.
Oh my god, I hate that. I like being a girl. But they have stalls.
But you
here.
Don't even go.
I know. But like this, I like being a girl.
Yeah, obviously. Here too.
Okay, well, I would want to be a boy that has short hair. Most boys.
So you're saying most boys have short hair? You're so sexist. You're saying boys can't have long hair?
No, they can't.
Would you date a boy with long hair?
Maybe does, so.
But what about you? That's what I thought. Sexist.
I really couldn't donate it.
Sexist. She's also racist. She discriminated against the black marker.
No, I had the black marker.
She discriminated. Guys, so before Meg hears it, she discriminated against the black marker. It doesn't have enough ink.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because it was a slave.
No.
Marker labor, Maggie.
The marker.
We're starting the 18th century all over again.
Green marker because it had more ink than the black one.
Races. All colors matter.
I know.
Apologize.
To what? To the marker?
Apologize.
To the marker?
Apologize to all the people out there that hate racism, which is everyone but the people that are racist. So apologize.
No, think. I was talking about marker.
Wow. Wow, Maggie has been deleted from the chat.
You mean our podcast?
And yeah, I'm deleting off of World Record Eggs.
Wow.
And the Housewives of Vimy Ridge and People I Can Tolerate.
Okay.
And Best Friends on Snapchat.
I was everywhere. Yeah.
You. But racist people aren't allowed.
I said I like the black marker. I like the green marker because I had more ink than the black marker because the
black was but the black marker has been through so much labor.
It was the same time it arrived, okay?
No!
Together.
Maggie!
The green one and the black one came in the box together.
The wow, you didn't even consider taking the red marker? Racist!
Who's red? Who's red?
Sunburnt people!
Who's green?
Aliens!
Who's blue?
Smurfs!
You look like you're a Smurf.
Yes, you do! Do you want Gargamel to come? Because he'll slap you if you start
Gargamel
being racist. No, Gargamel's the human.
Really?
Yes, with the really long nose and looks ugly.
The girl with the black hair.
How stupid was that? Leah's just laughing because Maggie's just being like.
Okay, I don't want the smart.
Okay, exactly. So there's people of every color and every race and every gender. So don't be racist or sexist.
Well, technically, you just said the blue equals represents the Smurf, but Gargamel is not a Smurf, so...
Yeah, I said Gargamel will attack you if you are racist against blue people.
But he hates Smurf, too.
Yeah, but he wants them to survive and not feel discriminated against.
He tried to kill them in this movie.
Yeah, but he does... He's not racist.
He
said...
Would you rather be racist or kill someone?
None, because I'm too good of a human being. Maggie's racist, she's sexist, she's like, and she just broke Mr. Wow, Maggie broke the piano. Do you hear any sound coming out of it? Wow. And she's a breaker. Oh, she's a heartbreaker too. You broke Joe's heart.
No, I'm not talking about this. Well, I just broke the piano, that's it.
She also broke Miss Tilly's patience. Miss Tilly, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm so sorry Maggie has broken your patience many times.
This is.
Don't use the word thick with two C's again.
With three C's. Look how it's so thick. The way I said it.
So yeah, Maggie, apologize right now. We can drop the racist topic.
No.
Okay, fine.
Because I was not racist.
Fine. We are, we actually do take racism very seriously. This is just a joke that Favor likes to do. But yeah, we actually, PSA, public service announcement, we do take this very seriously. Yeah, this is just used as a joke. So no one should take this in the class very offensively. And yeah, so it's just a joking matter with markers.
Yeah. This is the story of when Natalie stole Favor's bike. So, guys, I'm trying to tell the story, but I'm not. Like, Leah, would you please stop typing so loud?
Leah, we're doing a podcast right now.
Okay, so basically, we were after school, after badminton, we were just kind of hanging out, chilling with the squad. And
chilling like a villain.
Yeah, Natalie was like, you know what? I'll just ride Favor's bike along. You know, I'm kind of like bored, whatever.
Yeah, and I allowed her because she always rides my bike and it's fine.
Yeah, so she started riding and she was getting farther and farther away. And we were kind of concerned. We were like, oh, is this girl coming
then
back?
Then all of a sudden, like, she disappeared. And I'm like, where did this girl go? Like, I need my bike. And then she comes around the school, says, like, okay, yeah, she's going. And then I thought she was going to give me my bike back, but then she started riding again. So I just assumed that she was going to go around the school. But this girl didn't come back for, like, another 5 minutes. So then I started getting worried, and I started calling her. And I started texting her, calling her. She kept on leaving me, like, leaving my calls, like, kept on denying my calls. So then I left her a really nasty voicemail, and...
To replay this message, press 4. To get envelope information.
Now we're giving back my bike right now! I'm not playing with you!
End of message. To
So, Shania, do you ever say anything about
you
our school?
To our podcast? Do you like our school?
No, I hate it. We also have merch, the Daily Lord does.
Yeah, we have merch, guys.
We have merch. It's not being released yet. It's in the works. So we'll update you guys in the next episode exactly when that's coming out. We're thinking of maybe doing, like, scrunchies, you know, where like some people are super into scrunchies, not all of us, but we're also interested in doing t-shirts, but, like, you know, t-shirts such a classic. We're not trend followers. We're trendsetters. Setters.
Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Overdose.
Stay tuned for next week's episode where we prank call our friends.
Subscribe to get exclusive offers, offer sponsorship, and quality content.
Bye!